Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me again today as we work our way through Paul's letter to the Christians in the city of Colossae and what powerful truths we are finding there for our lives today. Today we are going to discuss overcoming rejection. And we have such an incredible example of this in the New Testament and from the writings of Paul. Overcoming rejection. Rejection can be a very hurtful and traumatic thing. But God has shown us how to overcome it and not allow it to hurt us or destroy us. Now, I'm reading from day 41 in the study guide that we're using called Complete in Christ, page 134. And we're reading in your New Testament, Colossians chapter 4, verse 10. And Paul says, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. Wow. Now, this story of rejection is bound up in the relationship between Paul and Mark, whom he mentions here as the cousin of Barnabas. And he mentions Mark in a very positive light. He says to the Colossians, about whom you've received instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him. Now, Paul's attitude towards Mark has significantly changed. But for there was a time not too long before this, several years before this, where Paul rejected Mark and would not have anything to do with him and would not allow Mark to travel with him on his second missionary journey. Now, this takes place, you can read about this in the book of Acts, chapters 13, 14, and 15. On Paul's first missionary journey, Paul and Barnabas departed the city of Antioch on their first missionary journey, and they took Mark with them as their minister, as one to serve them, carry their bags and do menial chores for them. And so, but in the middle of this missionary journey, you can read about this in Acts chapter 13, Mark decided to go back to Jerusalem. Now, Luke, who is the author of Acts, does not explain why, but in the middle of this missionary journey, Mark checks out and he goes back to Jerusalem. He goes back home. Now, we find out later in chapter 15, when Paul and Barnabas decide they want to go back on the second missionary journey and visit all the places where they went on the first missionary journey. And Mark says, yeah, that's a great idea, Paul, and we'll take Mark with us. And Paul says, hey, no, Mark is not going. In other words, Paul felt that Mark had let them down. He felt that he was unreliable and that they could not count on him. So Paul said, no, Mark is not going. And Barnabas, who was related to Mark, said, yes, Paul, he is going. Paul says, no, he is not. And in Luke's description of their contention, he says in verse 39 that the contention became so sharp. So it wasn't just contention, it was sharp contention. They probably were lifting their voices at one another. And finally, they just decided, hey, Paul says he's not going. And Barnabas says he is going. And Paul says, well, I'll go. Well, I'm going without him. And Mark says, fine, we'll take our own missionary journey. So Paul got himself another traveling partner by the name of Silas, and he departed. And Barnabas took Mark, and they departed in another direction. A very, very distinct, very unpleasant division that took place there, and it was all over Mark, and that Paul was not willing to take Mark again on a missionary journey because he had let them down. So he rejected Mark. Now, something has changed. Now he writes to the church in Colossae, this is years later, and he says, you've received instructions about Mark. Now when he comes, I want you to welcome him. Wow. Now, think about this. Mark was obviously aware of Paul's rejection of him. And he could have become bitter and gone about spreading negative stories about how Paul misused him and that he was an angry, unforgiving person. He also could have become discouraged and disillusioned by the fact that someone of Paul's stature had rejected him. It would seem, however, that Mark did not allow bitterness to take root in him towards Paul. He did not equate Paul's rejection with God's rejection. He moved on with his life and served God in spite of Paul's attitude towards him. And wow, he went on to write the second gospel, Mark's gospel. According to second century reliable sources, Mark traveled with Peter to Rome. Paul rejected him, and he then became a traveling companion with Peter, one of the 12. And according to this second century source, that it was while he and Peter were together in Rome that he wrote the second gospel that is called by his name. Over time, Paul obviously must have heard of Mark's accomplishments. Mark just got on with his life. Paul might reject him, but God hadn't. And God blessed him and opened doors. So Paul's attitude towards Mark changed over time. Now this becomes even more obvious sometime later, even later than this letter of Paul to the Colossians, when Paul is incarcerated in a Roman cell during a second Roman imprisonment just before his death. And writing from this prison cell in Rome, he writes to Timothy and asks Timothy to come and specifically says, and bring Mark with you, for he is useful to me for the ministry. In other words, Paul was saying here at the end of his life, he's in jail, Timothy, when you come, bring Mark. I need Mark. God has vindicated Mark to Paul. Wow. Paul now expresses there in Timothy his need for the same Mark that he once rejected. God vindicated Mark to Paul. And God will vindicate you if you will take the right attitude, no matter who rejects you or whatever it might be. Doesn't matter. If you will guard your heart, don't allow anger and bitterness and unforgiveness to come in. Guard your heart, as it says in a passage in Proverbs, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Mark obviously guarded his heart and did not allow bitterness, anger, and unforgiveness toward Paul to seep into his heart. And God vindicates him. Now, there are three powerful lessons that we can learn from Mark that we want to close with. First of all, never equate a person's rejection of you with God's rejection. That could happen especially if it is a person, a pastor, a person that you hold in high regard. Doesn't matter who it might be, never equate a person's rejection of you with God's rejection. God has promised that he will never fail you nor forsake you. Paul might reject Mark, but God didn't reject Mark. You are accepted in the beloved. And when you know that God accepts you, any human being's rejection of you is peanuts compared to the fact that Almighty God, the Creator, accepts you. Wow. So never equate a person's rejection of you with God's rejection. Know that God has accepted you because of your faith in Jesus Christ. So number two, never allow a root of bitterness to spring up in your heart because of someone's rejection or negative attitude. As it says in Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Number three, move past the pain. Get on with your life. Don't mull over that unpleasant thing that has happened. Trust God to vindicate you and get on with your life, as Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are before, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You are a winner in Jesus Christ. And so today I encourage you, if you have been rejected by someone, throw it off. Do not allow bitterness to come in. Get on with your life. God loves you. God is with you. And He will bless you. And He will even vindicate you in the eyes of the one who rejected you. I'm Eddie Hite. This is the Awakening Podcast. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find there links to my blog. You'll find a bookstore. You'll find articles and just a lot there that will bless you. And if God should so put it on your heart, there's a place there where you can give a donation to our ministry, enable us to continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ all over the world. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.